Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
While I've been busy there, reporter Lorna Siggins has been to sea aboard the Brazen Hussey 2 from Rossaville in County Galway in the company of John Fleming and Dr. Peter Tindall. Peter is a marine scientist and is recently retired gear technologist with Board East Kilvara. While John skippered the boat, Lorna talked to Peter about the disappointment of fishing communities with the Brexit treaty and his concern about the impact of the deal on coastal communities. Since retirement, Peter has returned to fishing, and Lorna began by asking him about his connection to the sea.
I would have began fishing out of Skerries in County Dublin when I was 12, just on holidays and so on lobster boats and then at prawns. While I studied science, I have always worked in or about the fishing industry in some way. I'm retired now and I'm fishing a small boat with very selective gear, line cut fish, out of Galway, out of Rossaville. I'm also heading up the National Fishermen's Development Group, who are trying to improve the day-to-day lot for fishermen in their working lives.
The fishing industry is just coming to terms now with the Brexit deal, and you know what people are thinking about this deal.
Yeah, it really is a bad deal for Irish fishermen, but not just for fishermen, it's very much a bad deal for coastal communities. Ireland is now handing Britain in the region of €1 million worth of fish each week. That results in, over the next 20 years, about €1 billion coming out of coastal communities all around the coast. It affects everything from net makers, engine repair people, electronics, all kinds of suppliers, as well as down into the community. It's going to affect things like schools, local shops, obviously, football teams. It's going to inevitably result in a massive loss of jobs. If the cuts in employment are proportional to the cuts in our access to fish, there will be reductions of about 2,500 jobs. These jobs are in the most peripheral of locations where there really are no alternatives.
In farming terms, what would that mean?
The most important fishery and the one that sustained the most damage was mackerel, where fishermen have lost 26% of their quota. It's equivalent to Micheál Martin instructing every dairy farmer in the country to make a concession of 26% of their production to the British, regardless of the investments that they've made in milking parlours and land and improvements. Just to be told overnight that you're now facing a 26% drop, there will be uproar in the industry, and quite rightly so.
The Common Fisheries Policy is due for review in 2023. That's not very far away. So do you think there's an opportunity now?
All our neighbours understand the value of Irish resources. We have Norwegians, Danes, Lithuanians, Germans, Dutch, Belgians, French, Spanish, British, all fishing in our waters. They understand the value of it. The Norwegians don't give an inch on fisheries because they understand that it's an inexhaustible resource and a source of continuous wealth once it's managed properly.
And he talks about bluefin tuna, which Ireland has failed to secure a quota for, even though it's hunted by Japanese vessels off our continental shelf, by Icelanders, and by British boats, which aren't even in the EU anymore.
As an old friend of mine, Alan Glanville, used to say, quoting the Japanese, they're such high value fish, he would say, one tuna, one Toyota.
That sort of says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly, that's the value of them. These fish are feeding in our bays. They were here in Galway Bay for at least a month last autumn. There's boats up at Clare Island were hand feeding fish. They were coming up beside the boat taking feed fish. They're at Rockall, they're at the Smalls, they're everywhere. A huge resource of fish and a stock which has increased enormously. It's now in a very healthy state and of course we have zero access.
The Brexiteers might seize on your argument and say, oh, you know, Ireland should just leave the EU. Do you think that's the answer?
No, there's a lot of benefits in EU membership, but people should realise that the common fisheries policy has been a failure and it's rife with injustices. The founding treaties of the EU guarantee income and sustainable employment to its fishermen. This agreement results in considerable loss of income to most fishermen. It therefore has to run contrary to the Maastricht Treaty. So Britain is gone, Norway didn't join, Iceland didn't join. And who are the beneficiaries? A limited number of people in Holland, Spain, France. And you would hope that it's surely not beyond European leaders' ability to meaningfully examine the common fisheries policy when it's next due for review in a couple of years' time. And even with the critical new agenda of reducing carbon emissions, there's a strong argument that those closest to the resource should access it proportionately. Coastal states should manage the stocks within their national limits in line with ICES. ICES are the international group who provide scientific information on the health of the stocks. That would leave only highly migratory species to be managed centrally under the common fisheries policies. So at this stage, Ireland's leaders have to have the courage to promote this conversation with our European partners in the knowledge that it can lead to a fairer, more honest system, which will result in healthier stocks of fish, and that will be more in keeping with the stated aspirations of European partnership.
That was Peter Tindall in conversation with Lorna Siggins aboard the brazen Hussey 2, skippered from Rosseville by John Fleming. A reminder that the story of Brexit is one that will run and run and run and have consequences we cannot yet imagine.